And then you can play an idea that outlines the D chord. So just by taking the chord tones and using these phrasing elements and some passing tones in between, we can outline a chord progression. Now what we're not doing is playing up and down arpeggios. Yes, they are the chord tones, and yes, they will outline the chords, but we're all about phrasing and creativity and making it musical. And just burning up and down the arpeggios isn't what we're looking for. So I'll pass it back to Tom Hess. He's going to outline the G of the D progression, maybe do three different licks or three run-throughs of progression, just so you guys can hear what we're talking about and hopefully hear the change from chord to chord.
Stuff are just simply notes from the scale. So in this example, you think about it like this.